definitely comes from a buddy style system. As far as football itself, I learned a lot from him in on the football side of it, and as time goes on, more and more Buddy will come out of me.
Somebody said, I read somewhere, somebody said Buddy has three kids coaching in the NFL now, referring to you as the third. When you were with him, did you think, as far as coaching, I mean, was he somebody who kind of, you know, made you think that way in the future, that one day this is something you'd want to do?
Buddy was the guy, the single focused guy in telling me, stay out of it.
Really?
Buddy says, you stay out of this game, there are too many other things you can do. And of course, when I retired, then he was one of the first guys to come to me and say, all right, here we go. You ready to coach? And I said, no, I'm not going to coach. But anyways, we had a lot of fun with it. But he is the guy that I talk to most about football.
You still talk to him quite a bit?
I don't talk to him as much now because I know that there's a little bit of a conflict of interest. But I don't talk to him as much these days.
What are some of the things you talk about, discipline and you know, leadership? And we you know, everybody's seen all the clips on TV and everything. And you know, we saw Buddy here for 5 years. What do you think are some of the things you've taken from him specifically?
I think the first thing is discipline. I believe in discipline, and everyone has to meet the criteria of what the standards are for the football team. But I think discipline is at the heart of a good football team. And without it, it's very difficult to sustain any kind of greatness for any amount of time. So I think that's the number one thing. The other thing is just being able to have your players be accountable. You know, no blaming, no pointing the finger, no excuses. Everybody's got to do their job. And I think, you know, those two things off the top of my head are the things that jump out at me.
Is there any part that you don't want to have of Buddy?
You know what? I think everything that I got from him is all good. I think we all have stuff that, you know, we don't want anybody else to have.
The thing about Buddy, he was so old school and everything. And, you know, the game has changed since he coached and players have changed. Is it harder now to be that style of coach, the way the game has changed and players have changed and contracts are higher and agents and all that stuff?
It depends on a number of different things. I think fundamentally it depends upon how things are set up between the head coach and management, the head coach and GM, the ownership, all of those things. I think going into it, if they know that that's who you are and you're not going to compromise and you're not out to set an example, it's not about me. It's about the team. You know, everything I do is about the team. And as long as everybody understands that, then I think we can all be on the same page and get accomplished what we want to get accomplished.
Mike, what's the biggest nightmare you see about the Eagles offense right now when you look at it?
Everything. You know, it starts with the quarterback, and you look at the offensive line, and you got good running backs, so you got good skilled people catching the ball. It's very, very interesting when you look at the Eagles. You know, they haven't really changed a whole lot. They're the same thought process in terms of coming out and attacking. You got tempo on offense. You got good skilled people and on the defensive side of the ball. You know, the guys are constantly coming after you. So, I mean, they definitely have a formula in place, and, you know, you have to be prepared for it.
What do you make of their run game? They haven't had Westbrook the last, I guess, actually probably six of the last seven games. It doesn't look like he'll be there Sunday. But they still have run the ball more over that span than they had when he was playing.
Well, I think when you have that offensive line, you kind of do what you want to do. You know, those guys are big and they're physical and they get after you. They're well-coached. So, you know, we're going to have a handful coming in there. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge.
How big was the Arizona game as far as, you know, people around the country haven't had a lot of chance to see what you guys are all about and see you guys play. And, You know, Takiya was on a few minutes ago telling us that, I mean, obviously you're not going to go into a game differently because it's a national game, but coming out of it, that it was kind of gratifying that people could see what this defense and this team could do nationally.
Well, it's always good when you have a chance to for your team to have some exposure, particularly when you feel like you have something special. I think, you know, these guys are young and they're finding out what it is, the cost that you have to pay in order to win. And, you know, they're just fighting. They don't know how good they can be. They're just fighting. So very excited about, you know, the opportunity to come there this Sunday and play a very good football team in Philadelphia you know, kind of get a feel for where we are.
Mike, you said this offense starts with its quarterback. There's a pretty good body of evidence that this is one of McNabb's better seasons, if not his best. How good a season do you think he's having, and do you think that perhaps his ability to you know, keep the ball in possession, Takeo's talked about his ability to not throw interceptions and be productive with it, was maybe undervalued?
All I know is when I look at the team, you know, he's the guy that is really calling the shots and he's really, really throwing some nice footballs, nice passes to the receivers and guys are able to get the yak yardage after the catch. And he's